It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
No police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
No police!
Now this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, welcome, and you are listening to Speak Out, and it's actually Speak Out 2.0 hour, but we are Speak Out today because we're from Lake Havasu City, and it's the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. We're not in it.
Okay.
John Homer.
That's pretty dry, but okay.
I still have to say it. So we're broadcasting live from the Relics and Rods Run to the Sun, the 47th annual. We are in the expansive Bridgewater Links Golf Course. We're like right there in the middle of the course.
And we have absolutely beautiful weather.
Oh.
We ordered it personally.
Yeah, I'll kind of, you know.
You gotta have a little bit of breeze.
Yeah, I was gonna say a little bit of wind.
Not fun one.
I can do without that. But anyway, I bought rubber bands and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, we are broadcasting live. We have four guests set up, possibly five, six, depends on how ambitious Mike White is.
Yes.
And John is, of course, the run co-chair. And we already have a guest here.
Yeah,
I don't want to leave her
Tina.
Waiting or anything.
Yeah, let's bring her right in.
I'll say the last name, Tina Ibarra.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. And first time on the radio.
Yes.
And I'm not familiar with your company, but you have a huge service area. Tina, you're the co-owner?
Yes, owner? My husband and I own it together. Yes.
Okay. And you are from Quality Comfort Heating and Air. Where,
yes.
Are you based here in Lake Havasu City?
Our main facility is here in Lake Havasu, but we serve as Bullhead, Kingman, Yucca. We go into Laughlin, all the way down to the bottom, Parker, Quartzsite, Bowles. We have a large service territory.
And we want to thank you for supporting the Run This Sun.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having
all your
us.
Hard-earned money goes to charity, so it's really a great thing to have. That's what we do here. We have 100 volunteers in our club, just about, and we do it all for charity. It all comes back to people, and it's a big show. It's a five-day show. So
food for the soul, 100%.
Is this your first year sponsoring Run to the Sun?
This is not. This is our third year.
Your third year? You brought them back. Nice.
Yeah, so actually, Kelly does a great job in our marketing department.
She's fantastic.
All right.
She makes the whole process so seamless.
I asked you earlier off the radio, off the air, about the tie-in with the Run to the Sun. And it's not so much the climate control in the vehicles,
right.
Obviously. What is it then?
It is our way of being able to put our company in front of clients. Anything that we can do to give back to the community, that is huge for us, 100% huge for us. But it's also nice to just come out, get out of the office for a couple days, and look at some cool cars.
Yeah. Then there is a lot of cool cars out here,
yes,
folks. You
got to
come out and see them. It's only $15. For both today and tomorrow, there's a food court. There's a kids zone. That's really big. Kelly's really getting that going. So you bring in your children, 12 and under is free, and it's really fantastic. She's got a whole bunch of things for the kids to do, so you can keep them entertained as dad walks around and looks at cars.
Right.
Thanks for not using the word littles. I hear that all the time from the events people that bring on the kiddos or the littles, right? No. Just kids is good, right? So have you been around the show at all to take a walk? I mean, you haven't done the whole show, right?
No. So the guys have been walking around. I like to man the booth. I like to stay there. We have a pretty big promotion we're doing this weekend with our spin wheel. So anybody that comes out and signs up, you get to spin the wheel, win free Wi-Fi thermostats, free indoor air quality products, free yearly memberships.
How about free air conditioners? No, I'm kidding.
Actually, that's coming up here in December. So
really? Wow.
We do system giveaways twice a year, once for any retired military, and then we do once a year for all of our club members. If you're a member, go down to the Chamber of Commerce first weekend of December, pull a name out of a hat, and that client actually wants a brand new heating.
Oh, that's fantastic. System. Again, giving back to the community.
100%.
John, I know you don't remember when you were a kid, but I remember when I was a kid. Mom had this round thermostat that had a little mercury in it. Right.
I still have that, Paul.
I do. Oh. I do in my condo. I swear. Like on a stack of Bibles.
Get it on eBay.
I want to go enter your drawing.
Come on over.
I want to win one.
We have a bunch of little prizes for the kids to win also. I can't discriminate, so I have a little kids' wheel as well. Bring them down.
Sounds great, folks. The weather is really, really perfect. The little bit of breeze we had is keeping it nice and cool, even in the sun. It's really, really nice.
Tell people how they can reach you. Do you have a website?
We do. So qualitycomfortaz.com, or our main office line is 928-302-3877. We are a true 24-hour company, so any time of day you call, it's me answering the phone.
3877?
302-3877.
Exactly. All right. So
great.
An area that large, in your you go all the way to Quartzsite,
did you
say?
We go Quartzsite, Bows, all the way up to the furthest end.
Chili Al Pizza, the best wings ever.
Ever.
Right?
Ever.
Wow. Yeah. So how many technicians is that? They're all EPA certified, obviously.
Everybody, by law, EPA certified. Yeah. We have 7 technicians. Everybody rotates through as far as on-call hours. We have amazing, amazing employees. They're like family to us.
So you're the office person, obviously, right?
I take care of the majority of the office stuff.
You take care of all their renewals and licensing?
Everything.
Oh, my goodness.
So we are true, true black and white company. Everything's in writing. Be legit.
What about job opportunities for people out there that are you know, in the CTE programs and that sort of thing when the high school?
Yeah, absolutely. So anything usually when we're looking for technicians, we actually like to go to the local college here and try and recruit people straight out of school. They're eager, they're hungry, they have a passion for it, and that's one thing you want to make sure you have in our clients' homes.
Well, we drive that home here on the show because if they went to school here and they lived here and they grew up here, they have ownership here.
Absolutely.
Right? The ownership culture. And you're hiring local. We love that.
We absolutely are.
We love
absolutely.
That. All right. Does Mike have our next person's
name? Yeah. I think she's from State Farm because she's got that State Farm shirt on.
So the number again, 928-302-3877.
That's it.
Nina Ibarra. She is from Quality Comfort Heating and Air. Where are you located?
Our main facility is right here off of Acoma.
Oh, okay.
So not far.
Well, perfect. We want to really thank you for being a sponsor and helping our charities and helping the car show be successful. This is our 47th year because we can't count 2020. It didn't allow us to do it. Otherwise, it would be 48.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
We appreciate you guys having us.
Annual.
We do.
It's kind of wore off. So anyway, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And have fun. Looking at all these classic vehicles.
I know. Got to keep my guys working, but they keep wandering. These are beautiful cars.
Just don't schedule a game of golf here this weekend.
Yeah.
No. No.
No matter how good you are.
Thanks, Tina. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. And, John, we're going to bring on our next person, right? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I have the right mic.
I was waving them over.
You know the shell game with the little P under the shell? That's where my headsets are right now. I'm like, what? Okay, now I know where you are, and now I know where I am. So,
definitely.
Perfect. And somebody with a State Farm shirt, and it's not the guy on the commercial with Patrick Mahomes either.
Yeah. Well, is he here?
Patrick?
Yeah.
No, I think he's got a game to prep for, John, unless you have a bye this week.
Well, they haven't been having much luck.
Right.
So.
Did we get I'll just ask for a name. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm Paul. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Paul.
All right. This is John.
I'm John. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Cindy Cabanas, State Farm agent.
Cindy Cabanas. And where are you located?
My actual physical office is in California, but I am licensed to do business in California, Arizona, Nevada, and Oregon.
Wow. That's a lot.
So Run to the Sun, what the sponsorship? She's a sponsor of the event?
Yes, she is.
Obviously. Is that Cindy with a Y or an I?
Cindy with a Y, C-I-N-D-Y.
Okay. Perfect. And what's the tie-in with your company, if you're from California, and the Run to the Sun car show?
Well, it's a great event. It all the proceeds go to your local charities here in the community. We are we do own a property here in Havasu, so dual residency. And I believe in supporting all the community events here and definitely giving back to the community.
Well, we definitely appreciate it. All the support. We folks, we could not do this without our sponsors, because with insurance costs and permit costs and the list goes on and on and on, there wouldn't be a show here without sponsors. So it's really nice to have people support us.
So I'm still known to ask, not the really tough questions, but not the real cupcake ones either. But if we had callers right now, they would say, why does my insurance keep going up? And I could answer the question, but I'm going to let you answer it. It's the replacement cost.
Well, that's a tough question, and we would have to leave that up to our corporate office to say,
Don't put her on the spot.
No, I'm just saying that replacement costs have a big factor on your insurance premium.
Yes, they definitely do. Yeah, based upon where you're located, and there's a lot of different things that
you cover pretty much all insurances.
We do home, auto, your classic vehicles, boats, your recreational vehicles. Yeah, you name it.
Great.
How long have you been in the insurance business?
Well, I started at the young age of 15 working for a State Farm agent.
And so you've been in like 5-8 years.
Yeah, pretty much. But have had my State Farm office for going on almost 20 years here.
Oh, wow.
But affiliated with the company for about 35.
Have you ever done the adjuster end of it?
No.
Because my mother did both.
No.
Wow.
Yes, not that
you
site.
Learn all the tricks there. So
exactly.
California, Nevada, Arizona, you said?
And
Nevada?
Oregon.
And Oregon?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How did you guys find them?
Kelly.
They found you?
Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Kelly, I'm sure.
Okay. Perfect.
She's our marketing girl, and she goes out and gets sponsors. We've always had sponsors, but she's expanded it because things are getting so expensive. We have no choice but to try to get more people to help us to make this good so we can give away $40,000-$50,000 every year to charity.
What's the best part about being a sponsor for Run to the Sun?
Just being out here and active in the community, and again, all the funds that go to your local charities and stuff, and I just love supporting the events, and Kelly's amazing. I mean, I've done the boat show and everything with her, so yeah.
Do you sponsor other events too?
Yes, we've sponsored some of the stuff that's done at, like, the Riviera Marina. We've done, we've done, like, Toon Fest. There's another one, which was Horsepower by the Lake. We've done the boat show.
So you guys are very community-minded.
Yeah, very, very community-minded, believe in giving back.
How many in your office?
I have four.
Four
team members.
I
have four team members.
See, are we a team, John?
Yes.
We are kind of, right?
Yes.
It's like third season or fourth season.
Should we tell Steve the bad news that he's got to pay me now?
You've got to negotiate that contract with him.
Okay.
And I think he's got an agent now. Perfect. All right. Anything else that you want to ask John as far as?
You know, not really. Just we'll get some time. We'll have to run over all the activities that we have going today.
Okay.
And what's all here. And we'll probably should do that.
Let's do that after we take a break.
Okay.
Okay. And then thank you so much for joining us on Speak Out today. And I'll have to hand you a card in the break so you can go back and critique yourself. Have you ever been on the radio before?
No, this is my first time.
You're a star.
Thank you.
You're a star now.
Two first-timers right out of the gate.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, we are going to take a short break. I'm Paul Lavoie along with my co-host John Homerding, and he's also the run co-chair for the Relics and Rods Run to the Sun in its 47th year.
Can you believe it? I've been here for about 20. Actually, I've been to every show since 84, but I didn't get active until about 20 years ago when I was like 12.
So, okay, we'll talk about that when we come back, what active actually means, right? Because active for Mike is sitting in the golf cart.
Yeah, you've noticed
active
that.
For you is being on the radio. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, and welcome back to Do we have to give you French lessons? Come on, man. Homerding is a little French, isn't it?
No, that's German, actually.
Lake Havasu on video.com is here shooting, by the way, right behind you. You notice how they shoot my face and not yours?
No, he was just over there.
Anyway, they are a media partner of ours. We're on their
website, great.
And they're on our website. So there you go. All right, I'm Paul LaVoy, along with John Homerding. Speak Out 2.0, brought to you in part by Mojave Electric Cooperative, also Laughlin Ranch, by TWN. Of course, TWN has the fiber internet, Perkins in Bullhead City, and other sponsors as well that we will get to after the second break. And we have a guest that we had on last year.
Yeah, but
so we can't say he's a first-timer.
No, we can. He's been a supporter of ours for quite a couple of years
now.
Long-time
yeah. veteran here.
Long-time veteran
and,
of radio.
Hey, he's a gold sponsor, and so he really, really takes care of us. And it's great that, like I say, we can't do this without our sponsors.
Well, now
wouldn't be here without sponsors.
And now we can talk about accessories for the vehicles that are here, right? We haven't been able to do that yet.
Accessories, clue me in.
Accessories for where the vehicle sits.
There you go.
Well, garage, something that goes with the vehicle.
Yeah, garage coatings, garage cabinets, garage doors, garage lighting, and then interior, exterior paint. So we make the garages. We build man caves in the man cave capital of the world, basically, is what we do.
I've got a neighbor.
Here's some huge garages nowadays. I see these $5 million homes going in. There must be some monster garages.
Well, I will tell you, this week alone, we did 2 4,800 square foot garages. But my average garage floor, which is bigger than most people could ever understand the rest of the country, is just under 2,000 square feet.
Really?
That's the average garage floor we do.
What?
Wow.
That's a big garage.
That's a big garage.
That's like RV garage.
Correct.
Well, there's enough business here to keep them busy for at least 5 years.
Yeah, definitely.
From your mouth to God's ears. There you go.
Well, there you go, right? My neighbor has one of those. It's not a 2,000 square foot garage, but it's one of those you could probably eat off the floor. The gray paint, very smooth. How do you keep that from being, you know, a fall factor, if you will, from people slipping on it? It seems like when you paint something, you'll slip.
Well, most of the basically coatings that we use have a chip system. Not all, but most.
Okay.
We do different ones, and that chip system creates traction, but it still has the smooth where you just wipe everything up with water. The only really two things that'll hurt it is brake fluid and battery acid. And those two things will pretty much hurt anything. So
yeah, they're solid.
But yeah, so the chip system, that's what I always talk about, people. And we do the metallics also, which that's a smoother coat that if you spill something, it is very slick, and I go over that with everybody in that fashion. So the chip system is what, to answer your question in long form.
You can tell I failed chemistry, right? They're not solvents.
No.
No.
Anyway, brake fluid, yeah, that's pretty damaging to pretty much anything. So what do you
very
do?
Good.
What are you looking for in a garage or that space where people are going to store a car? Are you looking, does it have to be dust free or, you know,
no.
How do you prep a floor for something like that?
Well, we create the dust because we go in and grind the entire floor, fix all the cracks. If they want us to fill joints, we fill the joints. So we create that. Then we vacuum up. I mean, my vacuums are, I don't know, roughly anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 a piece.
Ooh.
They're ridiculous for a vacuum. And they, they clean everything up, and then that's when we coat it.
Okay.
Afterwards.
How many days? What's the process?
Usually a floor takes 3 to 5 days to complete, depending on the size and what we're doing. And then after I leave, nobody at all can be on the floor for 2 days, and no tires can be on the floor for 5 days after I leave. So it's usually an 8 to 10 day total process from start to finish for it to be fully cured. And then once it's cured, it actually has a lifetime adhesion warranty. When that, you know, basically other than you dropping the tongue of your trailer or dragging a safe across it and catching an edge or something, it's literally bulletproof.
See, I'm that guy that pulls in 10 days, right? I double the 5 day rule, and then I'll still tell them, no, I got tire marks. How do you clean? What do you use to clean it?
The best cleaning solution is hot water.
Oh,
to be honest with you.
I like that.
If you do something to disinfect and use any type of soap, what I always tell people is use the soap, disinfect it in whatever way, have diluted in water, and then go back over it with just hot water, because the soap scum is what builds up, creates dirt and takes away the shine.
Hmm. Interesting there.
Very.
Definitely.
Very, very, very. So how's business?
Crazy. Blessed.
Really?
We're very busy. We have, you know, 11 trucks that run around Mojave County.
Really?
Wait,
11? So
wait,
you
what?
Do all of Mojave County then, huh?
We do. Yeah, I service right now from Parker to Flagstaff, from Parker to Bullhead to Flagstaff in that triangle.
Wow.
I knew he was in Parker. I saw something down there outdoor-wise that I said, oh, I know those guys, right? So what's it, I don't know, especially in Parker, you've got, are you doing a lot of RV garages then? Is there a minimum you said? Is that 2,000 square foot minimum?
No, that's average.
Average.
There, I don't have any, I mean, I doesn't, whether I do 200 square feet or I do 4,000 square feet, I use the same product. It's literally the highest industrial product you can put on the floor, along with the same process, which is the industrial grade process, because we live in the harshest environment in the world. And I use it whether I'm doing a 200 square foot garage or I'm doing the fire stations that I just did. It's the same product, and that's a, you know, 50,000 pound rig.
Are you allowed to talk about those fire stations?
The floor. The floor. The floor.
So government contract.
Well, no, city contract.
Yeah,
oh, city government.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So
to me, that's different.
But that's good. They went local. Anyway. So, okay, how many people do you employ?
We're just under 20 right now.
Are you looking for new employees?
Always looking for the right.
Paul's looking for a job. He wants to clean the floors.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
in the right place.
You know, it's funny you say that. Our owner, Steve, and I, we were watching somebody dig a fiber trench for fiber internet. And I'm standing there, he's watching, I'm watching, I'm like, you know, that's young man's work right there. I'm an old man. Just like, you
well,
probably
funny
you
bring Steve's
no,
name
no
up because I just did their floor three, 6 months ago.
Nice. But yeah, that's young man's work, dude. You don't want to do it. I've done my trenching, my buttons on roads, all that stuff, man.
It's definitely hard work. I mean, we talk a lot about floors, but just know that right after we do the floor, we put the garage cabinets in to dress it all up. We do usually interior paint, exterior paint before we do the floor. The floor is usually the last thing to go in. And then we do the garage doors also, if those are already needed or anyone needs those things.
But
that's great.
A lot of people, especially the Department of War and Finance, that's who I call it, like your wife, right, John? They want to see what it looks like, right? They can't picture what it looks like. A lot of people can't. I can, but it's a rare ability. Do you give people some sort of schematic or something? This is before and after?
I have samples. I have a showroom.
Nice.
I'm one of the only people that in town that does have a showroom for these things. That's at 3129 Maricopa.
Nice.
Well,
perfect.
Good plug. Yes, definitely.
And I will also say, because we are so busy and we're usually in the field, I prefer if someone calls me to schedule a meeting at the showroom, because I hate to hear when people show up and no one's there, but it's because we're so busy.
Is that 928?
Correct. 928-486-2663 is the number for Cactus Custom Creations.
486-2633. What's it called?
No, 2663. Two, you're close.
2663. And what's the closest landmark?
We're right next to Sunrise RV.
Okay.
And, we're literally right next door, and there's three big C's, CCC, on top of the building.
Right.
They're the size of a small human.
It's just, yeah. Took me back to the Roosevelt administration right there, and our listeners will get that, trust me. All right. Bert Nelson's our guest, owner of Cactus Custom Creations. Anything else you want to get out there?
No, I just appreciate you. I appreciate Run to the Sun. I appreciate Rods and Relics and all they do for our community. And of course, I appreciate our community, which is one of the most amazing communities in the world.
Well, you help commit money to our charity, so we appreciate you.
It's an honor and pleasure. It's all about putting it back.
Yes, definitely.
Got to give it away to keep it.
Is there a favorite vehicle that you have that's out here, or you know that
well,
model?
That I
700.
Not your personal car. What's your favorite type vehicle?
I'm a Ford guy.
Oh,
so
okay.
I have a 37. I have a 65 Falcon. I'm a Ford guy. So those are my things. As a favorite vehicle, it's hard to say because I like them all.
Perfect.
Great.
It's off the DeLorean.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, how much time do we have? Talk about the show a little bit.
Yeah, we will. We're going to take a break first.
Okay.
And we'll come back and we'll devote a segment to the show or a guest and the show.
A little bit of both.
We play it by ear here, man.
Absolutely.
You can't set a watch to this show. You
okay.
know that, right?
Well, you know, I'm looking at my watch.
I know. You always are. Anyway, Bert Nelson, thanks for being here. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Bert.
All right. Back with more in a moment. We're at the 47th annual Relics and Rods Run to the Sun. I'm with co-chair John Homerding. Mike White is manning the golf cart.
The guest cart? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is the green room.
Yeah, there you go.
He's in the mobile green room. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. And we're back on Speak Out, the 47th annual Relics and Rods Run to the Sun Bridgewater Links Golf Course. I've got a wristband. You don't have a wristband.
I know. I'm hoping they won't let me in so I can go home and get some sleep.
That wristband, how much is that wristband?
I put $15, and it covers both today and tomorrow for just $15. 12 and under kids are free. So that works out great, and we've got a great kids zone. So come on down. Bring the family. The kids under 12 are free, and if they're 13, 14, no one's going to card them. So they can probably sneak in that way.
Wow.
I'm sure my committee members may not like it. I just let that out of the bag, huh?
Right. I've got to give your Department of War and Finance a shout-out. She made it a point just to come up to the edge of the stage, make sure I didn't fall off, and say, hi, I'm John Homerding's wife.
Yes, Clydeen.
Clydeen.
Yes.
What does she drive?
Today she's driving the 70 Chevelle.
Is that yours?
Yes.
Okay. We have a special guest here on the set.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie
Brown.
Get
a picture of him.
So, Charlie, I can't ask, where did you get your name? Are you a junior?
It's a family name. I have my grandpa's Charles, my great-grandpa's Charles. My mom, Charlie, she happened to marry a Brown, so.
Wow.
Cool.
I'm like the fourth Charlie Brown.
Well, at least you didn't marry a Buster, right?
Right.
You'd have pretty cool shoes, though. So the Boat Brokers RV and Classic Cars, Lake Havasu City, you're obviously a Run to the Sun sponsor.
Gold sponsor.
Gold?
Gold sponsor.
What is gold sponsor?
Gold sponsor is right above silver sponsor. And then there's the Brown spot.
That's my co-host. That's what they gave me.
Yeah, the Boat Brokers has been at the show every year. Probably forever.
Probably a good 15 years, I would think.
You guys have been in Havasu for a long
40 years this year.
I mean, my daughter was born here like 33 years ago or whatever, and you guys were here. And what do you attribute that longevity to?
I think just being honest with our customers and doing good business and keeping a good word of mouth with people. We have repeat customers for 20, 30 years that we've helped buy and sell boats and cars and RVs.
Yeah, you sold my 59 Corvette many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Like
the gold one?
No, the black, black one.
So what is that, consignment?
Yeah, we do consignment sales and, we take trades and everything. We have new boats and stuff too. We sell Barlettas. We have one here at the show with twin 400s on it.
Yeah, there's a lot. They have a lot of cars here for sale, folks. Mm-hmm. What do you got over there, probably 10, 15?
Yeah, I think we have about 10 here. We have everything from a 1919 Model T. We have a 1931 mail truck. We got
a fire truck, too, I seen over there.
Yep, got a speedster, yep, the fire chief. We got 48 Chevy. It's real decked out. We got a couple muscle cars, a couple Mustangs.
So after my father died, We found a title to a 1932, it was like an ice truck, right? One of those old ice trucks.
Did you find a truck?
I know. It's supposedly in a wrecking yard or possibly in a wrecking yard somewhere on the Boulder Highway in Vegas. But, no, I never found it. But, that's pretty interesting when you mentioned that 31.
Yeah, there's only like 700. Yeah, we get some interesting stuff and some rare stuff.
You also have, which a lot of people know, that car, Bob's My Shop car, Hot Rod Audi.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he passed.
Yep.
And that's a beautiful car, and you have it here on consignment or whatever. I'm assuming.
And
everyone's probably seen that because they've been around for many, many years.
And I think it's
really
won
nice
a
car.
Few trophies.
Oh, it's won quite
event.
A few trophies, yes.
When I think of RV, classic cars, boats, all that, is there a season for each, and do you guys see that, like, in the sales?
Yeah, we do, yeah. I mean, during the summer, it's obviously more boats. People are coming from California or whatever, boating, and then as the boat, they start to put their boats away towards the, when the weather starts cooling off, get more into the RVs and the cars and stuff.
Is there somebody that has like one of each that's a customer, a good customer that you know?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
I can't think of one right off the top of my head.
The one with the license plate, he who dies with the most toys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if we got a few people that have bought in cars, boats, and trailers.
How long have you been there?
Me, personally? 3 years.
3 years?
Yep.
Obviously, you like it.
Yeah. It's fun. I used to be in real estate, so it's fun.
Oh.
It's fun to sell something that's fun, not necessarily, at least in my experience.
Yeah,
townhouses
definitely.
Are stressful.
What's harder to sell? Boat, RV, or plastic cars?
Well, I think they're all kind of relative if you find something that fits what someone's looking for.
Right.
Yeah,
what are they looking for now in, you know, boats, for example?
A lot of people are going to the pontoon boats, believe it or not. Even the guys with the big magic power boats are trading them in because the pontoons now have 400 outboards and twins.
Right, so they get
all the comfort of the pontoon boat and then also
so
the
speed.
Performance.
Well, that's not the real reason. You know that, right?
When there's
the Department of War and Finance.
No.
That's the real
misses.
Reason.
What the
misses. Yes. Absolutely.
Department of War.
That's
definitely.
Well, I call them.
That's funny.
You get one of each.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, all right. Charlie Brown is here again. He is a sales consultant with the Boat Brokers RV and Classic Cars, Lake Havasu City. That's what's a B in
and
there,
you,
right?
Yeah.
And everybody probably knows where you're located, but give the address.
We're at 1680 Industrial, but you can see us right on the corner of Industrial and the 95 if you're coming into town.
Yes.
Been there for a long time.
Long time.
Wow. A good business right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Business always pretty steady for us, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So you guys have been in town a long, long time, so.
Yeah, we got
a lot
of repeat and referral customers for sure. That's kind of how they built the business.
So you've been a sponsor here for the Run to the Sun, though, for quite a while.
Yes, definitely.
Why? What's your?
It's right up our alley with the classic cars and hot rods, and this is our demographic, especially to
and
get
the boss,
eyeballs
the
on.
The boss likes to give back to the community, too.
Yeah.
He's been very gracious with us. For all these years, and like I say, they just upgraded to a gold sponsor, so they're giving even more to charity. So it's really, really nice of them. They're a great organization. We appreciate them.
I didn't even realize until you guys were on the show a couple of years ago, or maybe it was last year, that there was the classic car tie-in. And now I find out you sell them here.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
That's
absolutely.
Why.
Yep.
So what do you got? What would you push right now that's on the lot? On the remote lot.
Oh, I mean, we have everything from old cars to 2021
trucks.
Not
going to push one of them, is
it? I mean,
it just depends
on what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know,
I got you. All right.
You're just trying to put him on the spot, Paul.
No, not really. I want to find out what he's got over there.
You name it. Really, there's a lot of selection over there. Definitely, and there's a lot of selection here. So come on down, folks.
All right,
please. It's beautiful right now.
Perfect. All right, Charlie Brown, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks
for your name, man.
Thanks.
See you later, Charlie.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, and we're going to keep it here so John can push the run. You got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
There's so much they might get tired of your voice.
They probably already have. well, obviously Wednesday and Thursday events are over with, so today's Friday, but we got the show and shine all the way to 4:00. And we got some new things to look at too. We got drag race cars on display, and we start them. They're starting them up throughout the day, and it's really nice. So that's great. And we have Roma Beverage serving Budweiser and Budweiser products. And for the second annual, we have our own Run to the Sun beer. So collector cans that you can buy. So that's really something cool. The Kids Zone. I mean, I was over there. I can't believe how expanded they put the Kids Zone. So bring the kids, please. And then, you know, tonight we have a dinner for the participants from 4 to 6 at the convention center. And we have Crosscut Music, which most people in town know Crosscut. They're
very popular.
They've been with us for years. They really treat us really, really well. And because they know we're all charity organizations. So
they're really good musicians.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Yeah, very talented. I love the way that I can't remember his name. The lead singer, he walks around and sings. It's really entertaining. Very something I've never seen before. I used to book bands back in my bar back in Chicago.
Really?
Many years ago.
I'll be nice.
That was many years ago, though.
Like during doo-wop?
Yeah, pretty much, no. Not quite that much, yeah, so, and the show and shine is going on today till 4 and tomorrow till 4. Actually, yeah, 4 o'clock we have is really the key time because we have the awards banquet. And you get to see all 50, 60 cars that won awards out of 600, 700 cars, which is about what we average. People are still signing up today.
So we are on the awards podium, right?
Yeah, actually we are. That's where we're located.
The awards stage. And, you know, you look up the hill, I make a joke out of this, because Jim Russell, our co-host on Tuesday, he's like, you know, like a city on the hill over there.
Yes.
He's like watching over everybody.
Yes.
They do
such a good job.
That's what I want to talk about, the boats. You've got a race on Lake Cal.
Yes, we do. We have remote control boats going on Lake Cal, the little lake that's on the golf course here. And I believe they let the kids actually play with them and run them. And they have little races. And then they have displays where some of those, they just fly around that lake. It's amazing. So that's another thing to come out and see them. So, that's great.
I just found something out about the boat broker.
What's that?
That he didn't even tell us. They're on 5 acres.
Oh yeah, it's big.
That is big.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That is big. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, fashion show, ladies, that by 10 a.m. to noon, that's fantastic. At the London Bridge Convention Center. It is open to the public, but we have to charge because of all the fees. And the theme is Jungle Boogie. And it's an amazing fashion show that they have up there. And a lot of participation. And the ladies get to go up there, and they really, really enjoy the show. The other thing we have going, too, is a 50-50 raffle. You do have to be present for the winners, which is Saturday after the awards. So that's, I'm going to guess, 5 o'clock. Don't quote me exactly. But a 50-50 raffle. And Mike just joined us. And that 50-50 raffle gets up into thousands usually, does it not? Saturdays does. We do one for Friday, one for Saturday. So.
All right.
Yeah, it definitely gets up.
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
It definitely gets up there.
Yes.
So,
yes.
By the way, your producer is here. A.K.A. the Run Commander.
Is that you?
That's me.
I gave him a new name because now he's past commander of the Legion, American Legion. So yes. He's a celebrity.
And he's on the far side of the world like Master and Commander.
Yes.
Right?
Perfect. Definitely.
Hey, let's go ahead and take a break. I've got a question for Mike because I believe we were going to have a guest on towards the end of the show, and he has a lot to do with DSM events.
Who's that?
There's only two people, so you pick, right? All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy, along with John Elmerding, Mike White, and they are the Run co-chairs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like musical chairs, co-chairs.
Yes, that's it.
And we are at the 47th annual Relics and Rods Run to the Sun at the Bridgewater Links Golf Course. Get on down here and join us.
Beautiful.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Broadcasting live from the Bridgewater Links Golf Course. It's the 47th annual Run to the Sun from Relics and Rods Car Club. And you guys are the co-chairs, John and Mike, always on every year. Did you find what you needed out of my book?
Yeah, you don't want it back, do you?
No, I'm good. I'm good. John, you wanted to talk
I wanted to talk about the swap meet and car corral because that's getting very, very popular. And you can come in. And there's a lot of things there for sale, used car parts and used cars. And I think there's some motorcycles over there for sale and Jeep over there for sale. And there's a lot of things in the car corral. So that's one good reason to come alone, not counting all the rest of the stuff. But another thing I want to really say thank you to all of our sponsors, Cactus Custom Coatings. Been with us a long time, and he was just on the radio. But Romer Beverage, we have beer booths all through this show, folks, and you can walk right up to have a beer and then walk around and look at the cars. So that's thanks to Romer Beverage. But we have Havasu Solar, we have Aspire, CPP, which is Classic Performance Products. Napa, big sponsor this year. We're actually on the Napa stage, so that's really cool. Boat Brokers and RV, we had them on. Natural Tees, where t-shirts come from. So that's our big major sponsors, but we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors.
You know,
and with that, we'll leave it to the Steve Ticknor.
Yes.
Say hi, Steve.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
One of the newest owner, co-owner of DSM Events.
That's correct.
Right, right. Is it everything you thought it would be?
Oh, and more.
I remember when you first came on, I was like, I didn't see the tie-in, but
who is this guy?
You're looking pretty, I mean, you got the t-shirt going on. You don't look like the business owner anymore.
Oh, I know. I got to fit right in. I'm going to go undercover here.
It looks like he's on a pit crew, doesn't he?
Yeah.
what do you like most about this event? I mean, you guys own, what, the boat show now?
Yeah, we do the boat show. That's Marine Association. That was the Marine Association event that we support. And then, of course, Jim Russell and I own Desert Storm. That's the big one.
Oh, you actually own Desert Storm?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes.
And then what are some of the other events you guys are involved with? Ren Fair?
Yeah, we support the Ren Fair. We also support the Pyrotechnic Show in February. So we're out there doing all that. New for 2026, we just recently acquired Rockabilly Reunion.
Whoa!
Yes, that's going to be a big one for us, and we're very excited about that.
That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Especially for Russell.
Yeah. So much for retirement.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm his retirement plan.
I had a feeling, possibly.
I got it. So, you guys have a pretty big crew over there, too. You know, you got Richie Sloma in terms of security.
Yep.
And then, how many employees?
We've got just actually a fairly small handful of about four or five regular people that are working all year round to support all the equipment and all the event and setup and tear down of all the events, maintenance during the events, all that kind of stuff.
Right, right. I mean, we play on some of these stages, right? It's all upkeep.
Yeah.
And you guys, it sounds like with a small crew, you guys work smarter, not harder.
Well, we tried, and of course, Jim's got, 30 years of experience, so he's been there, done that many times.
Jim's got 8 tracks that are probably older than him.
Yeah, exactly.
He plays them, too.
And he still has a player, yeah.
Exactly. So from this one, where do you go from here?
So next weekend, we have the London Bridge Days Parade.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
That's a new one for us, too. It's actually Gull Lake Havasu is their parade. And they've commandeered us to actually put it on for them next weekend. So that'll be the next weekend, Saturday the 25th, the usual time and place, which is McCulloch Boulevard, starting around 10 a.m. And this year we've got almost 90 registrants in there. So there's going to be...
Oh, that's great.
Actually, some of these registrants have 50 to 75 people walking, and there's one band that has over 150 band members. So there's a good chance we'll probably have a good couple thousand people walking down the street in addition to some really cool floats and other stuff.
I think that's what I really like about London Bridge Days Parade are the marching bands that come in and then just anything from an organization that just has two people carrying a banner, Havasu Silent Witness will be there.
Yep.
So I'm on that board. I will not, and I'll tell you why after the show.
Okay.
but the big thing this year is it's free. You had to cut off entries, right?
Yeah. Well, we really do that just so we can get everybody organized.
Yeah.
You know, we can't take people up to the last second.
Right.
Otherwise, because we've got to, I think that's big thanks to Jim Day, who's, been involved with the parade for like 27 years.
He's back?
And he's back, and he's helping us out being our first year. He's kind of showing us the ropes, so to speak. So with his help, we're all set. We've got everything all organized and ready to be staged for Saturday.
John, we're going to take some of the credit here at KNTR Talk and Speak Out because I've been hammering that it's free, free, free.
Yeah.
Right? For about 3-4 months that the parade is free. What time does everything get started at London Bridge Days Parade?
The parade itself starts at 10. We'll start staging and so forth around 8 a.m. But as far as the general public is concerned, and it goes all the way from Acoma down to Capri. And this year we are going to have two announcer stations along the parade route. So we'll have some speakers set up so you can kind of at least a good portion of people will be able to know who it is who's marching down the street and they'll give them a little biography and stuff like
right.
that.
So we have about a minute left, John.
Okay.
You're okay with that, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Producer?
Well, we can stay for 2 minutes.
There's a Gull Lake Havasu tie-in this year too, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So Gull Lake Havasu is the presenting the parade. It's, mm-hmm. it is their parade. And, you know, of course, for the city, we're just trying to do our best to uphold this, you know, 47-year tradition that Lake Hiawassee's had. So.
Is this your first time working with Sean Buckley?
Yeah.
Man, he's a handful, ain't he?
He's a go-getter.
He is. He really is. Well, I'd like to thank you for being on, Steve.
Of course.
Steve,
my pleasure.
Steve Signor. Because we couldn't get Jim to come down out of the tower.
No, he's in the tower.
Exactly. And, John, great to co-host with you again.
Yeah.
You're the host, I'm the co-host.
Yeah, wish. No, not really. I don't wish. Actually, just to wrap it up, come on down, folks. We got Rock Crawlers on display, too, by the way. Forgot to mention that. We have the drag race cars. We have the beer, Run This on Beer. Come get it. Collectible cans. We work worth a lot of money in a few years. In fashion show tomorrow. And it's absolutely perfect weather, folks. You cannot beat it. $15 both days. Thank you.
Mike White, Run Commander.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Thank you for being here. Everybody, we will be back. Speak Out 2.0 will be on Monday. Join us at 11 o'clock.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.